From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Crystal Foley of Fusion Digital, who are a multifunctional team of designers, programmers, marketing and strategic specialists whose vision is to see your brand surpass the competition. Crystal, thank you so much for joining me today on AIBF Business Talk. Crystal, you set up the, you know, Fusion Digital, and I think the word digital is something that encompasses so much, but just for our listeners here today, what exactly do you do with Fusion Digital?
Well, thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited to do my first podcast. We're everything digital now. It didn't start out like that, actually. When I studied marketing and graduated in 2004, digital was not a buzzword. So I've studied traditional marketing, but I've come along the journey and furthered my education into digital and PR and all that sort of thing. And now it's the buzzword. But when I actually started the company, we did social media marketing and event management. But over time, we saw that there was such a need for really functional and visually appealing websites. And we looked at the market and we said, you know, we really feel that we could really take these customers on a journey with us and serve them really, really well, from advice and education right to building their website and launching their website. Because we felt like when we started speaking to our customers that they felt like, you know, they got a website, but then what do they do with it? You know, so I really feel what we do now is we bring our customers on a journey with us, and we can meet new customers, and they might even have a brand. We can develop their brands, you know, write their strategy, build their website, build their digital presence, launch them, and then help them get their customers, you know, so they're not left with this beautiful new website that they don't know what to do with. So and like that, we've worked with customers over the years, and they come to us, you know, whenever they need to launch a new product or launch a new service, because they know that we've got the team there that can help them do that, you know.
So it seems like you're a full service, that it's not just that you look at one particular element of a company's or a business's, you know, digital requirements or needs, that it's, you know, whatever they need. And that could be, you know, one thing such as a website, or it could be, you know, working with their strategy, you know, from branding. But what I'm hearing is that you implement the whole thing and you can go on to manage that as well.
Yeah, we do. So what I really love is meeting a new customer and identifying their needs. They know they need marketing, they know they need help, but that's kind of it, you know. So I love doing an audit of their online presence, their offline presence, meeting them, meeting the team, and then coming up with a really great strategy for them. And we might say to them, I think AdWords could be the solution for you, or it's that you might need a rebrand, or there's no traffic to your website, like, how are we going to do that? So I love really identifying their needs, building a strategy to suit them. And every strategy is different. There's not one strategy that fits all our clients. You know, we really deliver a bespoke service. So it's everything from social media marketing, search engine marketing, websites, what else, branding, design, animation, video. So we really do everything. And I think our customers love that. They don't have to go to multiple agencies. They can go to one agency and we can supply them with all their services that they need.
Great stuff. So Tay, lets them, I suppose, freer, you know, to focus on what they do best.
Yes, exactly.
Knowing that they're in good hands. And just say, during the last, say, you know, 18 to 24 months, you know, during the pandemic, we've heard from the news and that there's been a huge, I suppose, digital nearly revolution. But, you know, businesses have gone through a total transformation in terms of the digital. How has this helped your business, Crystal?
Yeah, it's been definitely an interesting journey. So it's actually opened the door to a new customer base for us. So there's customers out there that never had to go online. They might just have a retail presence, and with COVID, their doors were shut. These customers had no income and they didn't know where to go, you know. So we built them their online stores. They were able to sell from the comfort of their own home. Mm-hmm. And it basically just saved their business. A lot of businesses were saved because it kind of forced them to go online. I think some customers kind of felt like, I have a street presence, I don't need an online presence. But the thing is, all customers, like, they're searching online for the services. And if you don't have an online presence, you know, you're missing out on those customers. So what it's actually doing for them now is it's giving them two ways to sell. They've opened their doors. They're selling with the walk-ins, you know, on the street, and they're selling online. So this new income stream that I don't think a lot of those customers would have actually thought they needed. So it's been amazing for so many businesses. So it's really opened that door for us to build a lot more, say, e-commerce shops. We worked with a lot of services-based customers, and they don't need to sell. They sell through their professional services. So the e-commerce shops literally has just shot through the roof. So it's been really interesting.
And it seems then, I suppose, with the evolution of your customer, you know, especially in their journey over the last 2 years, how has Fusion Digital actually evolved itself since you set up the company?
Yeah, it's definitely changed over time. So when I've been working in industry nearly 15 years, I've worked across the financial sector for corporate, charity and agency. So a really broad background. So when I set up Fusion initially, it was all my skill set. So it was, you know, event management, social media marketing, PR, marketing consultancy. And so I built up my customer base. And over time, I knew I had to expand the team, and I can't do everything. I like to think so sometimes, but I can't. So it was scary that I had to hire people with a different skill set to me. And that was challenging initially because, you know, I couldn't do the work. I don't build the websites myself. I have a team there that build the websites. I can understand how the websites are built. I can, you know, update websites and things like that. But the coding and all that goes behind the websites, that's not my skill set. So it was definitely challenging when we started to offer that service. But I've really learned to build a good team that are really good at what they do. So I can completely stand over what they do, because when it was just me, I could stand over my own work, you know. But when you expand and build your team, you have to build a reliable team around you. And I do have a reliable team, and it's great, and they have a great skill set. So that was kind of scary. And then with COVID and things like that, with events, they just kind of dropped off. So we wouldn't do as many events like we used to. So it's predominantly, it's websites, social media marketing, digital marketing. That's kind of a lot of what we do right now.
Very good. So look, you've come a long way. You know, you're a working mother heading up your own business. So that in itself brings with it, you know, a lot of challenges. But what would you say has been your biggest challenge in growing the business?
I can't think what the biggest challenge is. I mean, there's been lots of challenges. This is the thing. You know, there's been the challenge of employing people, you know, that servicing clients, managing that. But really, I suppose the biggest challenge I'd have to say is probably what happened with COVID, because our team were in the office working away, and we literally on that, it was at St. Patrick's Day, the day after St. Patrick's Day, we literally had to close our doors, pack up everyone, send them home, get them set up with Wi-Fi, get them set up with desks. And some people didn't have offices. So it was really, really challenging at the beginning to work in that environment completely online. And also our customers weren't used to working online. So all our meetings were conducted through Zoom, just like everyone. And we had to come up with ways to make that work. So with the team, like, people had gone home, no one was leaving their houses. The morale started to, like, get a little bit low. So I just came up with some ways to make it fun. So every morning we'd have a team meeting at 9, and we'd do like a draw, like a giveaway. So So when everyone logged on that morning and they were at home, it was to kind of lift their spirits. And then we'd always have an 11 o'clock cup of coffee, just not to even talk about work, just to chat, because, you know, the people were at home, they weren't leaving their houses. It was a struggle for people, you know, so I wanted to kind of address that it was hard for everyone. But we were busy, so we were still working when a lot of businesses closed. And I know we were so lucky that was the case. So we just had to kind of boost morale, you know, learn to have fun as a team remotely. And what it did actually is it actually increased our efficiencies with clients. So if I had to meet a client, say in Limerick or something like that, you know, where I'm based in Naas, so you have a couple of hours drive, you have a couple of hours of meeting, and you drive a couple of hours. So my whole day would just be gone and meeting one, and this might be a new client. And then there might be another meeting. So that's a couple of days. Now I can log on to Zoom, I can meet the potential client, have the meeting, and then go on to another meeting. So it's either us to grow our business with increased efficiencies, service our clients in a way that it's even like a little bit more, it's a quicker. Mm-hmm. So for example, like with the shared screen, and we could do that before, but a lot of our clients really love to meet face to face. And I think that's with our business, we built our relationships with our clients because we loved meeting them and being face to face with them. But I suppose everyone learned to kind of work online now, and we can present a new brand or show, you know, even when showing the website, to have the shared screen and that sort of thing. And we also introduced like mock-ups, so we'd share the mock-up and the client could edit the mock-up with our software and make kind of notes and changes. So it really allowed us to be more collaborative with our clients, and it kind of introduced them to new tools that they hadn't before, and allowed us to help our clients in education, educate our clients as well. So that would probably be the biggest challenge, COVID.
but having said that, though, what I'm hearing from you is that it's actually, you know, giving you a real great sense of awareness as to your team and how your team functions with greater efficiencies. But one thing I love, Crystal, about what you said is that how you tried to, you were so aware, you know, to bring some fun or an element of fun and engagement into your team as well. And I think that's a great characteristic and trait of a leader, is to recognize that when your team is maybe down a little bit, you know, and feeling it, that you, you know, are empathetic and that you feel it as well, and that you're conscious to lift them up. But look, as well as that, having fun and working in a fun environment is something that's very attractive and undoubtedly will have a knock-on effect on productivity and morale at the very end of the day. Crystal, from your own experience now, you know, being the entrepreneur that you are, coming through, having ridden the storm or riding the storm of COVID, from your experience, what advice would you give to another person in a similar role as yourself in another Irish business?
My biggest advice would be to talk to people at the beginning. When I set up the business originally, I didn't have that mentor or go-to person to kind of say, well, what about this? And how do I do my pricing? So I had to really learn on the go. So if someone's thinking about starting a new business in a similar industry or even a different industry, sit down with someone who is, you know, has experience or is a couple of years ahead of you, because they could just give you so many insights. Mm. So there is a couple of marketing companies in Kildare, and there was one company that started a little bit later than me, and I remember I met her this lady through networking, and I sat down and we had a coffee, and I just said, need to do this, and this. And she's like, wow. I was like, there's 2 years of like insights that I just learned, you know. And she couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, even with pricing, like pricing, no one likes to give out the pricing. So when you're starting a new business, it's really hard in our industry to kind of sense like, okay, what is the market rates for different services? So that's something that I kind of had to kind of say, well, you know, work out my pricing on based on my time and things like that. But what I didn't do at the start was price my services based on my skill set and experience. So that's something I didn't do for a couple of years. So definitely someone starting out is like, it's not just a price for something. You know, you're delivering a service based on your years and years of experience and your skill set. So you have to consider that when you do your pricing. And as well, just do your research. I mean, there's definitely a lot of information out there. So do your research, like look at your competition. I mean, that's really important. A lot of people miss out on that step. I would never be afraid of the competition, but I'd definitely say do your homework, understand what's out there, and then develop a product that's maybe a little bit different to what's out there, so to set yourself apart from the competition.
You know, that's really, really stellar advice. I think we can never underestimate the importance of having a genuine, open conversation with somebody that's walked the path before you. And they could be in a similar industry, non-competing industry or whatever. But the fact is that setting up a business has so many similarities and commonalities from financing. But I think you hit the nail on the head when you spoke there about price, that sometimes we really need to be aware of our value, but have the confidence about pricing around our value rather than on the time-based strategy. And I think that's something that really kind of sets yourself apart and will give you yourself the USP, but maybe elevate you and Fusion Digital to a higher place simply as well because of the full 360 degree, Crystal, that you're bringing to the table. What's next, Crystal, for Fusion Digital?
Yeah, we've definitely learned a lot over the last couple of years. We know what we're really, really good at, and we're going to really focus in on those services for next year. And it is all around strategy. So when I meet a new customer and I have a look at their online presence or what they're doing, I can really identify what can help them. So next year is going to be all about like to build a strategy to work more one-on-one with companies to build their future-proof marketing strategy. and it's, you know, they might just need a website, but I want to build a strategy and, okay, this is what you need to do to launch it. So really education and strategy is really, really important. And I feel like we need to just bring that more to our new customers for next year.
Yeah, very good, because education is key to everything, isn't it, as well? And I think, and I know from listening to you earlier on, you said at the start of our chat, you know, about educating your customer around you, the business strategy and everything digital is one core thing as well that you're very passionate about. Crystal, I'd just like to maybe touch on another, I suppose, topic that I know that is very relevant maybe in your life and also the life of, you know, my own life, is that, look, we're both, you know, we both have, you know, business owners set up our own businesses, but at the same time, first and foremost, we're mothers. So we're both yes. have, you know, busy households, have young children off out to school. How has juggling the two been for you? And how do you get that, I suppose, sense of headspace for both?
I really realized definitely in the last year and year and a half that I can't do it all. I, you know, you have to just be able to rely on other people. So even with the school pickups, I have three small children. I have three pickups in the middle of the day. Trying to run a business, drop kids to school and do three pickups is impossible. So I had to kind of really say, okay, I need help. So basically between family members, we share all the pickups. So that completely frees me up to concentrate on the business during the day. So when I'm with the children in the evenings, when I pick them up, is I'm present with them. And that's really, really important. I log off and I'm present with my children. Kind of trying to do little bits of both here and there, it doesn't work. So I like to commit to my business during work hours, and evenings or weekends are completely free for my children. And that's how I balance it. Now, sometimes do work weekends and they're understanding because they say, okay, I just have to do a little bit of work and then we're going to go off and do something. So they can play or watch TV or do, you know, do what they want for that hour or two. So, and I think as well, COVID has really shown them what mommy does. Whereas before, I used to leave and come back in the evening and they never really understood that what I did and the work and how involved it is. And, you know, really, really committed to it. So I love them. I love the fact that my three boys have seen, you know, how to be hardworking and be committed to your job. So, yeah. So basically it does take a village. It's amazing. It does take a village. But just to be able, I'm lucky to have family close by and just to be able to rely on family members. And I'm looking forward to next September when there's going to be only two pickup times. So it's taken a few years to get there. But I'll have three all in school next year, which will Brilliant. Be amazing. So yeah, it is all just stuff. These milestones. And
then yourself, Crystal, what do you do for yourself? Because I think I know that's a very important part of the equation as well. You know, you're the busy working mother, you've got the family life and all of that. So how do you get time for yourself, or what do you do yourself to grow and to develop?
So again, this is, this has happened with many, many, many mums and entrepreneurs and working people. You know, sometimes you are at the bottom of the list. So that did happen. And through COVID, between homeschooling, the business, and as well, I took on, I'm a mentor at the local enterprise office, and I took on a massive load of clients during COVID to mentor them through the really hard time. So that was kind of on top of my day to day. So it left nothing in the bucket for me. And I had to say, okay, well, that can't go on like that. Do you know what I mean? It was a busy time. Now what's for me? So I got an exercise bike. And on the 1st of January this year, I just started to cycle. And a group of friends all started to get bikes. I had a friend who has been doing it for years, but there's a group of us that get on the bike first thing in the morning before the kids are even awake. And that's my time. If I can exercise 3 to 4 times a week, that centers me, it keeps me fit and allows me to have a clear headspace for the rest of the day. So that's my thing, is my exercise bike. I absolutely love it. I couldn't live without it. It's literally in my kitchen. that's what I do. I just get up before the kids are awake and I do my 20 minutes on the bike 3 to 4 times a week. And that's my thing. And that's what keeps me happy. And that's what I do for myself. And I just can't get out for those walks. Do you know what I mean? With three kids, you can't just go out in the evening and with the weather and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then as well, you don't have to be worried about somebody else being in the house to look after them or whatever, because you're physically present or whatever, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Crystal, you're absolutely inspirational. I love the kind of the fun element as well that you bring into it. And it's no wonder that you've recently been acknowledged as a Master Practitioner in Digital Strategy by the All-Ireland Business Foundation. What does it mean for you to have such an acknowledgement, you know, through the Business All-Stars programme?
It has just been absolutely amazing. And it means so much to be acknowledged for the work that I've done, because I'm always behind the brand. I'm always behind the client's brand and things like that. So I'm always working hard for my clients. And so that's now acknowledged. And that means the world to me, because I know my clients are appreciative in what I do and what the team do for them. But to get that accreditation has just meant the absolute world to me. The messages that have been coming from business people and clients and colleagues has just absolutely wowed me. And they're still coming. I think I got one this morning at 7:30, you know, another message. So it means so, so much to me. It's an absolute honour, to be honest, after nearly 20 years in business and setting up my own business nearly 6 years ago, that to receive that accreditation is just fab.
So very well deserved, Crystal. Crystal, I'd like to lift the bonnet of the car now a little bit and just maybe get to know you yourself personally. I'm going to fire a couple of quick fire questions over to you. Just say to you, don't think long and hard about them. Just, answer me back the first thing that comes into your head, right? What's your most cherished possession? Now, it can be a person or a family or friends. I think you maybe answered that in your last question.
I think my bike, my exercise bike is now my fourth baby. I would not live without it. I'll give you a laugh, right? I went to Wexford. I brought the boys to Wexford for a week and the bike came with me.
Oh, wow.
It comes apart easily. You know, once you take the seat and the handlebars off, it fit in my boot. And I exercised while I was down in Wexford, and the house is right in front of a playground, that place in Kirklow. And I was able to exercise while watching my children in the playground.
Oh, brilliant. You're hooked.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And it's just a great way to keep fit. And I just love it. And that's my most prized possession right now.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Crystal, if you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
Oh, I would have traveled more. Definitely would have traveled more. I did a trip around the world with my friends. It was 3 months, but we never worked. It was more like a 3-month backpacking holiday. I would definitely say to anyone in their early 20s, and I do say this to my interns and to anyone doing work experience with Fusion Digital, get out there and travel. Go work in a different country, experience new things, because When you finish college and you start your career, you're going to be committed to that at the time. It's very rare that you see someone after a few years of working that they're going to take a break and just go traveling or something like that. So I would say to everyone, travel and get experience. So we won a great internship program with them in the company, and we've seen so many success stories. One of my interns, Emer, actually, she went on to work for Coca-Cola. And she got really great hands-on experience with digital marketing and things like that, and that set her apart from other graduates that are applying for the program. We've had another intern that did an internship with us, worked with us for a number of years, and go on to set up her own business. So two things: it was definitely travel. Take any opportunity you can to travel or work in a different country and do an internship if you're in college. And if they don't have an internship program in their course, do a summer internship. So make a list of a couple of companies that they're interested in working in obviously what they're studying, that's in their field, and get that experience. Because when they graduate and they have experience, that's going to set them apart from other graduates. Mm-hmm. If people are struggling now, they do their college course and they go to look for a job and they're...
It's very difficult without the experience. Yeah, I agree with you there. So travel, once it's in the blood and in the veins, I think you always have that kind of globe-trotting element. And I don't think it's ever too late to keep, you know, traveling. And I hope, you know, when the world opens up a little bit more again, that we'll be able to incorporate a bit more travel into our lives. Crystal, tell me something that most people wouldn't know about you.
I'm very open to what I like. People know, like, I love my food. Like, I really love my food and I love cooking and things like that. So everyone knows that about me. And I don't know because I really talk about what I like, and people know I love to travel, and everyone knows about my bike. And I literally, at one stage, people think I was selling bikes, because like, you have to get a bike, and a couple of people have gone on and gotten bikes after I don't know. I honestly can't think.
I'll take that you're an open book and you have everything out there.
I must be an open book because I can't think.
Crystal, what did you want to be when you were a child?
I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
And how did you know that? Or how did you... What gave that
I just
away?
I wanted to be a business person. I wanted to have my own business. And I didn't know what it was. The thing was, I didn't know what it was going to be. And I just knew I wanted to eventually work for myself. And when I was in school and I started to get interested in advertising and marketing in secondary school, and that's how I picked my college course, because I knew I wanted to get into marketing. And then I absolutely loved it. And I went on to study further and further. So with my college education and my work experience and working in industry, it was a no-brainer what I was going to set the business up in. So I didn't have to think too hard about what the business was going to be. So it was always going to be marketing, and I absolutely love it. And they do say if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day. Because I never get the Sunday fear. I've a couple of people in some industries, and they just don't like what they do, and they're looking to change. And I just love, I can't see myself doing anything but marketing. I absolutely love it. And I love working with businesses. I love meeting new businesses and just helping them. And that's what I love, is seeing a business thrive after, you know, you giving advice. That's what I live for. I just absolutely love that. And I love the work.
I hear you there. It's a buzz, isn't it? It's literally like a buzz.
I love it.
Yeah. Crystal, if you could have a dinner party and invite any four people in the world, who would you invite?
Oh, it'd have to be my three little boys.
Your three boys.
I love having my dinners with my boys. And it's mad because, you know, this, when you have small children, you just think at one stage, I'd love to be able to sit down and have a meal with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm there. I'm at that stage, you know, because they're all so close together in age. So there's always, you're always feeding one, or someone's trying to run off or jump out of the chair or something. I was thinking about this the other day, funny enough, because we all sat down and had a lovely meal on Saturday. And I just looked around the table and I thought, wow, I'm here. I'm sitting down having a meal and a chat with my kids. And it's just so lovely. I just love it.
No, I hear you. And I echo that sentiment as well. If you had a motto or a phrase, Crystal, what would that be?
I do say things. I say a lot to my kids and they're always laughing. What do I say? I do say this to people. I always do, because I say to my interns as well, and I say to people, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. That must be it, because I do say that a lot.
Yeah, and unrealizingly so as well. And it's obvious from our chat here this morning, Crystal, that you definitely love what you do. You're very passionate about it. I can feel your energy and your enthusiasm come across, you know. And not only that, I think you'd be a fun person to work with. And I think that probably translates down to your clients and has led to your success in business. Crystal, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you here today on AIBF Business Talk. I wish you the very, very best. If any of our listeners would like to get in touch with you, Crystal, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can email me at info@fusiondigital.ie, or they can contact us through our website, www.fusiondigital.ie. All our details are there. My number's there, so they can get in contact straight away.
Brilliant. And I love how open you are as well to the offer of that mentorship side as well. So thank you for that, Crystal. Crystal, I wish you the very best. Thank you for joining.
Thanks so much, Elaine.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.